Blog Talk Radio.
Bald-headed man, I love to rub his head. It's just so smooth, silky, and chocolate, and ooh, it just turns me on.
Baby, rub my head. Baby, rub my head. You can't be scared, no, no, no.
Won't quit, and if you looking for Zydeco, this is it.
And we gon'
Yeah. hand jam.
Shoulder.
Tribe Tours and Travel LLC. So FemTribe is a form of therapy. And when I say therapy, it is basically the tools and practices that I have used during really, really difficult moments in my life, whether it was anxiety or depression, stress at the job. These are the things that I've used, going out hiking, spending some time camping, just being immersed in the outdoors. Essentially, ecotherapy is taking advantage of the beautiful splendor of nature that exists all around us, especially in Texas, take us out of that very static environment of our daily lives, our daily surroundings, and just bring us to center, bring us to balance. FemTribe takes away the logistics, the planning, the preparation, and the experience obstacles that women usually face when thinking about going into the outdoors. You just show up with your backpack and your hiking boots, and we take care of the rest. And not only are we going to take care of the rest, but we're going to pair you with other women who are either experiencing the same thing, have a curiosity for the outdoors, want to organically meet new friends with a similar interest. This is what we try to facilitate at FemTribe. I believe that it will have the same resounding impact on other women as well. So the ideal FemTribe client actually is someone who loves the outdoors, or at least if you don't have experience in the outdoors, you have an interest, you have a curiosity to be out there. Secondly, you are a person who would like to step outside of your comfort zone. You are also a person with a streak of adventure. Also, you would like to be around other people who share similar interests or maybe don't share similar interests with you, but you're open-minded enough to, you know, be part of an experience such as that. Those are the clients, and you are the client that we're actually looking for and hope to help facilitate the next event, the next milestone event, or your next hike or overnight tour. We want to make it as memorable as possible. The message I would like to leave with my viewers are several. Number one, take your health seriously. Take your overall well-being seriously. Again, be vulnerable to make friends as an adult. Take your time, slow down, have fun. And last but not least, tomorrow is never promised.
Hope, Arkansas and surrounding area. You know, down to 301 South Haywood Street. Plus the Shine Car Wash in conjunction with Cool Watch. We offer a hand wash with state-of-the-art chemicals. Also, we offer MIOP, ceramic silicone, interior, and fabric protection.
The hip hop list. You ready, homie? hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The La Homie Flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Oh, yeah, True West Radio. It is Mad Monday, and we are in the building tonight in a special way. We have a very special guest. Also, my co-host joining me, Mr. Everywhere, and Sweet Pea in the building. And also, our special guest, let me say this right. I'm trying to say this right because she's got one of those names. We got Miss Natalie Samala.
Samala.
Okay, okay. Okay. Welcome to True West Radio.
Thank you. You guys can hear me good?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Clear as a bell.
Great.
First off, we wanted to get you to tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, and just what it is you do.
I'm from Sacramento, California. Well, what do you want to know? Like where I'm from?
Well, we want to know where you're from and let the people know what it is you do before we get into the interview.
Well, I mean, I work during the day. I do administrative work during the day, but I do, I started writing poetry. I just started sharing my my poetry at the beginning of last year, but I've been writing since I was a kid. Yeah.
So what was it that drew your passion to poetry?
I don't know. I just always liked rhyme when I was a kid. Like Dr. Seuss was one of my favorite books. I was a big fan of Light in the Attic by Shel Silverstein. He had a collection out too. So I just always liked rhymes, and I just always liked to write, you know, journal and stuff. And so that's how I would journal. That's how I would express my emotions and imagination when I was a kid, and I just kept it up as an adult. But I've never shared it until I just started sharing last year. So it's been okay. It's been a really new path for me.
So as a new journalist, how has it been? How has the internet affected your craft?
Affected well. So I started sharing last year. I got with one of my friends from back home. Heard some of my poetry. Told me to, you know, let him put some music to it and put it out there because I was working. I'm still working on putting a book together of a memoir of poems and stuff. So. He heard my poetry, so he slapped some music to it, and he started sharing it online to all these different, hip-hop pages on Facebook and stuff and IG, and he signed me up with CD Baby, and then surprisingly, I didn't expect it to catch attention, but it did. You know, I had a lot of responses come back, and a couple local artists reach out to me and ask me if I can, you know, collaborate with them and write, and yeah, I've been getting out there. I've never, ever, ever thought about getting into the music industry nor performing, but that's where it's taken me. I was originally just trying to put a book out. So the internet affects my writing very well, I would say.
Okay. So as a writer, what are some of the settings you have to get into? Is there like a special ritual that you do to enhance your writing?
For me, no. I just, you know, get into a quiet space. Sometimes I have music on, most of the time I don't. I'm just writing. There's no ritual. It comes out a lot more when I'm going through the storms of life, you know, challenges are arising and stuff, and I need a way of venting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you would say this.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, no.
I was going to say, do you find it easier for you to come up with different style poetry when listening to music versus not listening to music?
No, I think it flows a little bit different. I like... I really love putting, you know, my poetry to music, to writing to it. But, it really just, it's not really about the music. I think it's just more of, you know, everything that I have in my heart. I need a way to get it out, so I just journal. So a lot of my writing, all my writing actually is just everything I've been through, you know, life lessons and challenges and heartbreaks and things I've seen other people go through, type of thing.
Okay. If you could tell someone just getting that would like to get into poetry or spoken word writing, what advice would you give someone to actually get that started?
Just do it. Just do it. Got to get out there and do it. I've been writing, and then that's what everybody was telling me. You just got, you know, you want to get a book, you want to be an author, you want to get your, you know, name out there. You just got to write it and start sharing it, start putting it out there, see where it takes you.
Now, I noticed you said that. You started writing with some musicians as well. Have you written music for anyone that's in the industry?
No, just a few local artists. Like I did an intro for one out here in Sacramento, and then another producer reached out to me. That's my very first time doing anything like that. I've never, ever... tried to write a song. I don't consider myself a rapper at all, you know. I know poetry is kind of like, you know, they say, you know, rap is poetry, but I don't rap. So that, you know, was
that
all
me. Okay. I was going to say, now being in the spoken word industry, I know that there are a lot of different places that cater and hold those events. Do you travel a lot to perform at different places?
I go to Oakland a lot. I've been to just around here, Oakland, Sacramento, and San Francisco, mainly the Bay Area, three places. But
okay.
I have not ventured out yet.
Okay. I have my correspondents on the line, Ms. Sweet P, who is a journalist herself, as well as Mr. Everywhere, K. Patrick, is on the line. At this time, I'd like to give them an opportunity as well to converse with you. I don't want to get all the good questions. I want to give them a chance to get some too, you know.
Sure.
It's good evening to y'all both.
Hi.
He definitely asked all the good questions, but I'm going to ask this one. Because I used to really be into, like, books and, like, Amelia Bedelia and all that crazy stuff, too, and Dr. Seuss for sure. But did any of the black poetry have an effect on you, like your writing style or just your life in general?
No, I would think the only... Black poet I followed was Maya Angelou. I got to see her live a couple of times. She's one of my top favorites. But yeah, I think I just grew up in a very diverse, neighborhood, and I did a lot of community work as well. when I, you know, a couple years back.
Well,
so.
I don't know too much about it either. That's why I asked, you know, when it comes across the hands easier of somebody that actually does poetry, you know, because I think all forms of poetry are kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of hidden. Everybody takes from poetry, but nobody actually recognizes it or, like, celebrates it. But they definitely
right.
steal from poetry a lot. So how do you stay, like, authentic to yourself when there's so many people stealing each other's work and everything in the sky?
But, you know, I really don't pay attention to what everybody else is doing. You know, I'm a big reader. I didn't read a lot of books when I was younger. It was a few here and there. I wrote more than anything, so I never compared myself to, you know, other poets and things like that. There's a lot of poetry out there that I, you know, that touches me and moves me, I you know, really love and enjoy, and that's what I, you know, pay attention to. But my style is my style. Like, I can only express myself the way I do, you know, like, I just don't look at other people's style. I mean, I admire, you know, them, but I don't want to sound like them, so... I just focus on my own voice, and because I write about everything, you know, that's so personal and dear to heart, it has to be expressed in my words and in my own way, you know.
Okay.
And then another thing, too, is that I never planned on sharing, too, either. You know, I've always written since I was a kid, but I never planned on sharing until it just kind of came about. It's just last year, so I'm not out here competing with anybody.
Well, I think you should. I'm glad you did, because, well, everybody's not the same. People are different, so if more people release their work, you'll see that it's layers to people, and everybody's not the same, and, you know, everybody has not talking about the same thing. Everybody's at a different place in life. And I appreciate it when people speak about, you know, their own place, not somebody else's place. And I also have a friend. She works for the state in the daytime, and she does poetry shows, and she used to have a radio show doing it, too. And she just wrote a book, too. So, you know, I've seen it, that it can keep going. It's people out there, they want it. They want to see it. You know, it's a lane out there for everybody, so I think you should keep going.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I didn't really
We also have King Scratch on the line.
Oh.
I'm sorry. We also have King Scratch on the line. Mr. Everywhere chiming in, so we're going to let these guys ask you a couple of questions. And then we're going to jump into some of your spoken word to give them a synopsis of what it is you're doing, how you sound with your craft. And we're going to come back and ask you some more questions. But I'm going to give them time to talk to you before I even go to that. You know, I don't want to rush things. We got to get all of me squeezed out of the grapefruit, baby.
Okay, I'd like to say, this is Mr. Everywhere. I'd like to say thank you for joining the show. I just happened to run... across the last name on the internet, and I was like, I had a best buddy back in junior high school out there in Sacramento, and I was like, I wonder if she's kin to him, and that's how I run across you. And I was like, and I seen your spoken word stuff, and I was like, you know what, I haven't seen spoken word live since 2013, but I was like, you got a unforeseen talent. So I was like, well, I want you to be able to express that to the world and take your talents as far as you can go with it. So once again, keep up the good work, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you all so much. I appreciate that.
All right. I get you them 32 pieces of gum in. We got some callers on the line as well. So when we come back from this short break of checking out what Miss Natalie has to offer, hey, y'all hang in queue. Don't turn it down. This is True West Radio, man. And we try to get our listeners the best of everything that we can give you right here live. So, hey, without further ado, we're going to jump into some of these tracks and then we'll come back and ask you more about these tracks and whatever other tracks you may have. So don't turn that dial. We're going to turn you on to Miss Natalie. Okay, hear me when you want it again. You know, I'm country, so I like make these words. Samalu. Samalu.
Yeah, you got it right. Yep, that's correct.
I got it right, buddy. I got it. We're going to check it out. She's got two brand new gigs. It's called Child in Me and Meditation Zone. So without further ado, we're going to let you check out these two, and we'll be right back with more of Miss Natalie. Don't turn that dial. True West Radio, we are live.
I really like that girl. I like it.
Call my name.
I like it. Yeah. I like it.
When you work that thing.
I like it. Yeah. I like it.
When you're on the floor.
I like it. Yeah. I like it.
Make me want you more.
I like it. Yeah. I really like that girl.
Yeah, baby.
I really like that girl.
When you do what you do, baby.
I really like. I really like that.
sacred space at home, I'm in a meditative zone. And the God of all creation, I co-create with when I'm alone. I fall into this trance as I enter the unknown. Crystal, sage, and oils, fresh herbs, and healing stones. In tuned with my body, deep breathing life into my bones. Setting my intention, I put my needs before the throne. And the weight of all the worries, I begin to let them go. Breathing out the toxins, inhale deep and breathe out slow. The burden's off my shoulder, and this shit feels good inside my soul. Focused on my breathing, I relinquish all control. In reverence, I surrender, and I step into the flow. The more gratitude fills my heart, higher my vibrations start to grow. Till I'm flying on a frequency, detached from all the pain, open and receptive, free from all restraints. Take me deeper in the spirit, I'm feeling fire in my veins. Deep breathing in my body, no overthinking in my brain. Hidden passions are ignited, and I'm no longer feeling drained. Cause that which does not serve me in this space cannot remain. I'm recharging my momentum with new perspective gain. Embracing all my failures, cause the lessons I've obtained. My debt is sins forgiven, and I'm washed from the disdain. Saturated in the anointing that's pouring down on me like rain. Renewed by the power of a love I can't explain, and a peace you won't experience until you enter in this plane. I'm still deep breathing in my body. I feel the fire in my bones. Transmuting pain to beauty is the vibe when I'm alone. Manifesting my intentions that I lay before the throne, and receiving revelation in my meditative zone. I cry for the child in me who got trapped in a hole, birthed to a reality that enslaved a young soul. Warns the young parents fighting demons of their own, and their internal battle wages war in the home, while their babies are forced to face their anger alone. So violence and fear are all that they know, and the child inside them crawled down in a hole, looking for safety for their innocent souls. I cry for the child in me who was stripped of her voice, was blamed for their struggle as though this life was her choice. She was beat like a man, still expected to stand, couldn't show she was meek or they deem it as weak. There's no room to have dreams, you do as you're told. Robbed of a childhood, she began to grow cold. And the child inside her fell deeper in the hole, for the light within her was forbidden to grow, and the violence around her enslaved her young soul. I cry for the child in me who felt out of place in her skin, ashamed of her body she never really fit in. Devalued from birth, she had no self-worth, no direction in life, no purpose on earth. Couldn't connect with her peers, she's too caged in her fears. There's a need to be free, but is it safe to be? She's desperately seeking a place for her soul, where the child within her can come out of the hole. But she's barely a teen, already numbing the pain, just a distractor from slicing her veins. Find relief for her brain, just so she can maintain while her spirit's shackled in pain. I cry for the child in me, even now that I'm grown. I went on and got married and had kids of my own. I tried to give them better than what I had known, but my internal battle waged war in the home, and my poor little babies were left all alone. Now the guilt that I carry is eating me to the bone, cause the child inside them, I'd be trapped in a hole. If only I had healed that part of my soul, maybe today my kids would be whole. The violence and fear were all I had known, and I was pouring from a cup that wasn't my own. I promised I'd try, but kept coming up short. And the marriage I'm in provides no support, cause my ability to tell the truth from a lie was impaired as a child when basic needs were denied. So he could tell me he loves me but never show any signs, and I built a whole life off those empty lines.
It was the closest thing to love that I could find. But the emptiness of it had me losing my mind. As he continues to betray me time after time, to turn around and blame me as though it was my crime. Then my heart started failing from the love it's deprived. And I knew he wouldn't change just to keep me alive. So it's finally time to say goodbye. Leave and live or stay and die. I just want to give it to him one more try. I cry for the child in me who's still waiting to be free. I'm learning how to hear her voice so I can give her what she needs. I'm learning how to love myself. I'm learning to be brave and build a place of safety to provide the love she craves. I'm learning to forgive myself and listen to my heart, yielding to life's lessons. But this time, I'ma play it smart. Letting go of pain and trauma till this healing becomes the art. And thanking God every day for giving me a brand new start.
Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Thought them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we back in the building, True West Radio. And we've got Miss Nelly Smalo in the building. And y'all want to make sure I got everybody mic'd up. We got Sweepy, Trudy Monroe, Bula Ali in the building. And we got some callers online. We're going to get to them as well as Mr. Everywhere in the building. Wow, the phone lines are blazing right now. Do I have Miss Natalie mic'd up? No, I don't. Anything like to hear? Here she go.
I'm here.
I can hear you now. Hey, I'm surfing through the boards, man. The lines are lit up tonight. And we're going to go to the phone lines and get a couple of questions. And people say they got some questions. We have someone. We're going to start out from the top. Caller from the 602-545. You're live on True West Radio. State your name and where you're calling from. And go ahead and ask your question.
Hello.
You can see it. Hello, can we can hear you.
Okay, I'm not sure if you can hear me or not. I'm in my car phone. So I do have a question. So what did it feel like to put your poetry out there and share your vulnerability with the public?
It was scary. It was scary as hell. I was petrified because it's my personal business, and you're putting it out there for everyone to judge and stuff, and not knowing how people are going to receive it, and just putting myself out there felt naked, but Yeah, it was, but it was rewarding though. It took courage.
Are you finding
that you're
getting a lot of support?
I think that's where my friend I'm sorry. Go ahead. What was that?
No, you were saying something about a friend.
Yeah. I said I'm thankful that for my friend who he's the one who did the child in me put it to music, and he's the one who he pushed it out there. Before I could say yes or no and, or anything. So that was kind of good. Because if it was left up to me, I probably would have lagged on it a lot longer. So.
Well, that's good. Well, thank you for sharing. I just wanted to ask that question. I appreciate the material and the poetry that you're putting out there. I'm really enjoying it. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you.
Thank you for joining the show. We're going to go back to the phone lines. Caller with the number ending in 9931. You are live on True West Radio. Go ahead and let the people know who you are and what is your question. Caller with the number ending in 9931. You are live on True West Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you? We can hear you.
Can you hear me? Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes.
Okay. What makes you keep on going on the days where you're just like, where you don't really have any motivation or stuff like that?
With my writing and continuing to share it, my kids are my motivation. That was the whole reason I wanted to even start sharing and to put a book out, because I wanted to see if it would do anything for me financially, you know, so I can. And then I figured if it does, then at least I know it's something that I can always produce, because I've been doing this since, you know, I was a kid. It's just part of who I am. And so when I think of my kids, that's what pushes me beyond the fear and the challenges and barriers and, you know, the change. That this is all brand new for me, but, you know, have to build something for my kids to lead to them. So that's what keeps me going.
Okay,
all right, thank you for calling the show. We hope that you enjoy it. Thank you. You can listen to the rest of the show as well. We're going to go down to the caller from the 480, and I believe I know who this is. K-9, I believe, is joining us right now. We've got Ms. Mary Samula on the radio station with a nice spoken word and poets live. Do you have any questions? You would like to ask your lady, sir.
What's going on? It's K-9 Compton. Yeah, I was listening. Digging is really, really smooth. You up out of Sacramento, the Bay Area?
Yes.
All right, that's cool. Yeah, down there a lot. So I'm going to be down there through Sacramento, Elk Grove, and all the way to Modesto, back to San Jose. I could be working in areas. But yeah, that's cool. So do you do any spoken word up at in San Jose?
I haven't yet, no, but I would be open to it.
Okay, because I know it's a few spots downtown San Jose, by like First Street. I know they do a couple of they have a couple of spots where they do spoken word over there. I've been to one. I forget the name of it, but I've been to one over there. It's like by First Street. But yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm just enjoying. I'm going to just give everybody else a little time to talk. I was just tapping in with y'all, kind of multitasking also. So I'm just tapping in with you. I like your stuff.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate you calling.
All right. Cool. Right on. Everybody is always on time. When it's time to go down. We got to call it from the 323. You're live on True West Radio. State your name, where you from, and go ahead and ask the young lady some questions.
Is that me?
323?
323?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi. My name is Andre. I'm calling from L.A., 323. I don't have a question. I just want to say that her voice is so calming and beautiful and sensual, and I just really enjoyed
it,
and I hope to hear you again soon.
Thank you. Thank
well,
you
I do
so
have
much.
A question. Are you ready to blow up this? Because it was beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
No, good to continue to listen to the show. We thank you for your comments and your input. We really love doing this for the people because that's why we are here. So if we open your line, we give you a chance to talk to the world as well as these beautiful artists that we have on the show. I'm going to jump to the conclusion and see if we can get somebody from the 303 to say anything tonight.
Good. Oh, it's just stalking.
Call for the 303.
My name's 4.
You're live on True West Radio.
Dangerous. I'm going to fly down a mountain.
Bro.
You don't want me to do anything.
Okay.
A pillow. Hello?
Hello.
That was a good one right there. That was a good key scratch. You wouldn't be able to man.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. That was funny.
It really was caught me by surprise, really.
What is it? Social media with reality? Can you do those?
What
are
we
doing?
You can watch them. You won't be able to hear them.
Why?
Because I'm listening
okay.
to...
So you spent you got to play me, brother.
You played
huh?
the thing?
No.
Why?
I so you got the floor.
Well, I mean,
because
my thing is, I mean, I once again, mm-hmm. just like the young lady that just spoke, I mean, it's, I love it because you do have a real sensual style. And
thank you.
You know, it's not too many people that make me move. Not move. I can't say move. But I get chicken skin. I don't know if you know what chicken skin is.
I don't. What is that?
Chicken. When, you know when you get right when you cleaning the chicken, you see them bumps on that chicken.
Yep.
Those would go on my arm, so I got chicken skin.
Well, thank you.
It's definitely a chilling
well,
factor. I mean, her voice is so soothing.
So next time you hear the word, because a whole lot of people don't use it, I had chicken skin. You know
I'm
what I mean?
Start
some music make you dance. Then some music just make you freeze, and then your arm hair starts standing up. If you got arm hair, so if you ain't got arm hair, you get chicken skin. You just get bumps on your arm. You know what I mean?
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. That's good to hear.
Yeah, so
thank
I got the, I got the chicken skin. So next time you do another song, just make sure you include chicken skin in it.
I will. I do it just for you.
Yeah, just for me. You know, I like when people do stuff just for me. Nah, but it's
okay.
All good. You that's real good. You talented. You know, I wish you the best of luck. And, of course, we need to know exactly, you know, where people can reach you and, you know, actually, you know, tap into your talent because you have it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. They can find me on IG at, I'm on there on spoken_hit_poetry. And then I'm on Facebook just as my name, Natalie Salmali. You'll be able to find me. And I'm also on YouTube as well. I have there's a few poems. There's like 5 posted on YouTube right now so far. And I believe Child in Me is on all the platforms.
And how long have you been doing this? Because I might be late in the game, you know what I'm saying? But how long have you been doing this?
I just started sharing last year. Just
last year.
Yeah, I just started sharing it, coming public with it last year in March.
So you just like, you just putting your talent behind the wall and didn't want nobody to hear it?
Well, yeah, you know, I did think of always about being an author, but, you know, I got married, I had kids, and, you know, I was just working. So, yeah, I'm a late bloomer.
Hey, better late than never.
Better late than never, hey.
Yeah, because, you know, the thing about it is a whole lot of people got a lot of talent, and then they just throw it behind that wall and don't want to, you know, break the wall down and go further with what they do. You know, you never know exactly what your talent holds if you hold it back.
Very true.
So it's good that you was able to actually, you know, release that talent, because now that could take you to a whole nother place that you never thought that you would go.
Indeed. True. Yeah, and it has
That's good when you say true. Every time you say true, that's good. We're going to have a bell. Every time somebody say true, we got to put a bell on it.
Words of wisdom. But yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm an old cat, so, you know, I always try to give the best advice that I can. Even though it might be right or wrong, you could take it the way you want to, but that's what it is. It's good that you actually decided to, you know, break that wall down and then let people hear what you're doing. Because that
Thank
means,
you.
You know,
it feels good. Yeah.
Oh, I know it feels good. I told you I had chicken skin. So if I got chicken skin, it felt good.
Right.
Yeah, it was like some good chicken. No, I'm just kidding. All right, I'm done. Who next?
We want to make sure we got everybody mic'd up. Hold on, we can get Mr. Everywhere.
Hey, K-9, what's up, bro? I heard you.
Yeah, Pete, I'm here. I'm
real
still
time.
Here, man. It's all good. What was
time.
That Instagram again? Your social media handles? The social media handles? So everybody can follow you. Yes.
Oh yeah, I believe I said I'm on IG as spoken_hits_poetry. You can find me on IG, and then I'm on Facebook as Natalie Samalu, and my YouTube is I'm on there as Spoken Hit Poetry as well.
Okay,
spoken
cool.
Hit Poetry.
Spoken_hits_poetry.
Hip_poetry, yes.
And that hits with a Z or an S?
No, no S. Hip poetry.
Okay. All right, cool.
Thank you, I appreciate you.
Most definitely want to thank y'all for calling in and supporting the young lady. She does have... Go ahead, Scratch.
Oh, I was about to say... Julia JoJo, I love y'all. I see y'all. I love all y'all.
Can y'all hear me?
Love you too. JoJo, I got you mic'd up. Scratch, open up JoJo line. He might want to ask a question.
I got a question.
Now, hold on.
He's going
JoJo
to
right here.
I'm sorry.
Hello.
Ms. Nally, I didn't get to hear you live tonight.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Are we going to get to hear you live tonight?
Okay.
Ooh, that's a good question.
You answer still an ass motherfucker.
Yes, you stole my fucking
I
idea. You know what I'm saying?
Have me on time. I always trying to see my answer.
Somebody said you still an answer? Just because everybody was thinking the same thing at the same time.
Nigga, I was on hold like in Vogue, nigga, for like 30 minutes.
I just let you in. I just saw your number. But look, though, can you do something live for us?
I can. I'd love to.
All right, let me get them chicken skins again.
Okay. This one's called for the little boys. Like, I'll just do an acapella. What does the little boy do whose mom is hooked on crack, selling everything she has to score another sack, leaving baby boy alone so she could walk the track? And before he even learned to crawl, he knew the world had turned his back. He went hungry as an infant to a toddler, now he's starved. So he's stealing for survival on the path his mother carved. And you want to bring the little boy for what he doesn't know? Just punish him for everything that's out of his control. Then hand him to a system that we need to overthrow, because they've been plotting on his profile before he's had the chance to grow. So what does the little boy do when it's time to go to school? And he's dressing in donations, and these schoolyard kids are cruel. He's attending for the meals while the others go to learn. He's thinking about the weekends when his hunger pains will burn. Your teachers overlook him, and he barely just turned 5. And no one seems to notice the dust that gathered in his eyes, where the twinkle he had died from the life he must survive, and he barely just turned 5. So what does the little boy do when he runs out of places to roam? Then he walks into an empty space, and that's what he calls home. So when the dealer came recruiting and said, son, come take a vow, well, what's a kid supposed to do when they want to live and don't know how? There's no mother there to love him, no father to be proud. So the lonely boy was beaten just to gain a family from that crowd. Yet still you blame the little boy as though he had a choice. You stayed silent when he needed you, but then judging you raised your voice. It's for the profit that you pocket. There's just this never hides the truth. Prison stocks in the market drives trumped up numbers on our youth. And I'm not pleading to a government that buys and sells our souls. Hell no. This is a war cry for the villagers to rise up and gain control. You take it all back to your block, all the love you have inside, and pour it on the little ones that lost that twinkle in their eyes. You take love beyond your own walls and don't withhold the gift, for the power that's within it will cause their fall to shift. You be the voice that always calls out the good in them they don't display. Then watch your words shape a life like a potter shapes the clay. Love will work its magic when you take time out your day and sit silent with the young one just to listen to what they say. There's no lecture of correction, just the freedom to express. So with you, they'll feel safe to release all they suppressed. You bring importance to their words when you listen with intent, and their value starts increasing with the moments that you spent. Being mindful of your words and only speak the ones that build. That's how you break the curses and the lies that they've been filled. They believe they are the bad guys, and belief works like a key. Why do you think they only gave you the ones that unlock the doors to deceive? So now you're a skillful locksmith. You're molding mindsets, and it's changing their locks so they can open new doors to real power because you're provoking new thoughts. Then watch love birth its miracles as the truth in them emerge from the love that you poured out and by the power of your words. In a war of greed and violence, it is the love that conquers all. And for the little boys that have no hope, it is love that will break their fall. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about. But you know what? I would, you know, me being a producer, just if that would have been a rap, that would have been extra tight. But it was tight anyway. And then
okay,
we gotta have that true bell. So every time, because he said something about true. So every time you hear true, you gotta hit that bell. But that was nice. I love to see chicken skin.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was a very lovely piece, a very lovely piece.
And it meant so much because, you know, she's talking about a young man.
Yeah, you know, you should get with me and help me put some music to it then, Mr. Producer.
Well, let's go. That's what I want to hear. Nobody don't never say that to me.
Really?
Now I even got extra chicken skin. I'm about to get feathers.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, it's all good like firewood.
Nice. Well, I appreciate you guys having me on the show.
That's wonderful. We thank you.
That was heavy. That was heavy. That was heavy.
Yeah, he thinks he's taking out time.
It's talking about, what, like a five-year-old? I know you was probably talking about one of your kids, right?
No, this is a collective of people that, you know, I grew up with or helped when we were doing community work out there in Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, I love to put music. Anything you need from me. All you got, my email is kingscratch@gmail.com. Just hit me. I get your email and I'll send you something.
Nice. Sounds good.
Oh, it is good. If you give me chicken skins, you got me already.
Well,
I love you, Julia.
I ain't got nothing to do with it.
We got two of you, Marlon. Julia, would you like to ask me a question?
Yeah, she answered my question earlier. I was going to ask her when she started out. She started out writing like journals when she was younger, as far as doing poetry. But she answered it earlier when she said she started when she was younger. Yeah, I think she answered it. Yeah, I started doing it. Yeah, a lot. I still journal. But yeah, she puts me in the mind of. Like Jason's lyrics, you know, Florida. But yeah, I was actually listening. The second one you played, Hell, I was actually listening to that one before I called in. Once upon a time.
The Child in Me?
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, Child in Me. I liked that. Well, I liked all of them. I definitely liked the one you just freestyled as well.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Cool. Most definitely. We thank you for being on the show. We're going to jump into a couple of tracks right here. Pay a few bills, and we'll be back to end off the show with everybody that's on the line that would like to talk. When we come back, we're going to open up the floodgates to heaven and let us all converse and talk amongst each other and in each other. The rest of the show. So don't turn that down. We got some brand new music here for you. This is Miss Shannon Paris, and it's called Addiction. Check it out right here. Did you hear it?
Read my mind, feels so good. hypnotize my soul. You don't love me, that I know. Go in the booth and I get off, tryna energize my soul. I can't tell you that I love you, you don't love me, that I know. We had started off with power, then I gave myself a code. I told these niggas they ain't for me, I can't let them take my soul. I tried to come out in a better way, prevent myself from rogue. I can't say I took the better way, these streets what all I know. Keep my heart out in a better space, retrieving all my goals. I tripped out and caught another case, I can't even see my bros. I can't even give my head a break, I just jump back on the road. I can't even see another state, should I hear from my PO? Nigga tell me he got power, then I seen him break our code. People giving me my flowers, told him wait till I get on. I got hit, got a high ticket, they ain't even check the stove. Got these blickers, we ain't never missing, better stay from out the road. Better stay from out the way, better stay ducking these poles. Like to play when it get late, got you set up by these hoes. Yeah, I get it, every hoe around me like the way I kick it. So suspicious, nigga moving funny, I can't even dig it. What's the ticket? He got the side, well I'm just trying to get it. With this money, I don't even count it, I just get to spend it. I'm a witness, I never talk, I don't know nothing about no killings. I'm the realest, get my bros some power, then I go get diggy. I'm a menace, but I'm out the way, I shine bright when I'm chilling. I got manners, but I'm fighting these battles, trying to heal my spirit. I've been trying to find myself, thinking about the ones that's left. Talking blind, seeing how he felt. I see you need some help. She be fucked up how the penitentiary change up how you left. She be fucked up how these niggas spin it and change up how they feel. Bro, a demon, he just get the scheming right before he take off. He the cleanest, like to do the dirt, that chopper knock his face off. She won't fuck, I won't spend a penny, I just knock her lace off. With these gangsters, ain't no time to play you, bind and get this A-ball. She get dangerous, ain't no one to trust this shit that I can't take off. Trying to turn this dirt to diamonds, she be real, it's not for fake, y'all. I'm anxious, I swear I want this money, no time to lay off. Keep my banger, cause I'm living in a world where it ain't safe. Go in the booth and I get off, tryna energize my soul. I can't tell you that I love you, you don't love me, that I know. We had started off with power, then I gave myself a code. Told these niggas they ain't for me, I can't let them take my soul. I tried to come out in a better way, prevent myself from rogue. I can't say I took the better way, the streets what all I know. Keep my heart out in a better space, retrieving all my goals. I tripped out and caught another case, I can't even see my bros.
Come get it. I know you hate the way I move, but y'all be thugging for real. So fuck a bitch, nigga fucking with me, yeah. I know you say you got whatever, gotta show me, yeah. You know I play with some things and I'm a bussy, yeah. Bitch, I'm a bussy.
The moment that is bound to shape the future. I got a letter from the government. The other day, I opened and read it. They telling me to dead it. It said that the message I was bringing brought destruction. I put the pants in the bag and said, fuck them. Here's a land that never gave a damn about a brother like me from the jump. They'd rather see me slump. Face down, shot 5 or 6 times with my kid and a mama in the cop car brown. And I'm done. Stop lying. It's a black and white thing. Redneck ass judge would rather watch a nigga hang than indict what's white. Not right. Fuck a news feed. Black man got the same needs as the Jews need. Who me? I demand reparation. Fuck a cowboy. I'm a native rub of my nation. I'm an African. Black man. Fucked out my language. Got me bringing to a white boy. God, that's insane. And if you ask me why they steadily harass me, I reply with that these motherfuckers nasty. And I'm a god, yet they calling me a nigga. They scared of me, so they try to hide behind the trigger. Acting badass. Fuck a honky with the badge. I'm a nigga with an attitude. You can kiss my black ass. Ain't no sense in niggas being diplomatic. Televise the revolution. Let these motherfuckers have it. I'm calling up the homies. They said to come through. And I run with the niggas. They scared to come shoot. Take an eye for an eye. Take a tooth for tooth. Do unto others as them others would do unto you. And all they say is make America great. What America hates. Kept America straight and America safe. Motherfuck that flag. My people are not free. We wanna touch that flag. So quick to try to copyright what came for free. Now they blaming me. And it's plain to see that they mad at that. Like I'm a magic act. Yeah, imagine that. Motherfucker, I'm black. Fucking vultures. Super quick to steal one's culture. Trying to make it your own. Caveman, go home. Over 10 long nose, funny looking ass Donald. Got his nerve disrespecting President Obama. If you don't want us around, then let us leave. Pay the money you've been owing my people since they were set free. That 40 acres and a mule never came, but yet we're still outstanding. Outstanding in the rain, just waiting. Patient, pacing, and praying for God to step up. But nah, it ain't shit shaking. I was mistaken thinking scripture could have helped us. Following the faith of our very own oppressors. No justice, just us. Look at how the aftermath of slavery today still affects us. Our kids educated by the enemy. And they don't know shit about the history. Cause they ain't teaching that in school. Leave it up to them coons. And all that's cool. Let the bygones be bygones. And besides, we've been killing off our own. Shut the fuck up, you know what? Uncle Tom, house niggas, slaves, see they motherfucking nuts cut. I pack steel in the hour of the chaos. If black lives still don't matter till you stay out.
Black lives don't matter.
White lives don't matter.
Black lives don't matter.
Hispanic lives don't matter.
Black lives don't matter.
Asian lives
black
don't
lives
matter.
Don't matter.
I say concussions to everybody in default that's pushing buttons. Niggas killing niggas, ain't nobody in the protest. Police kill a nigga, everybody's in distress. Black lives matter, but black people guilty too. Tearing up shit, taking shit that don't belong to you. White folks with BLM sign, taking knees. Tell Donald Trump we need way more these. He need to get down on two and say a prayer, cause this shit is going up the first day he's out of there. George Floyd didn't do nothing to get his life took. Personal vendetta never goes by the book. When you police and racist, take a knee on his neck and his back. Shit's about to crack. All I got to say, if I was there, I might be dead. They might have shot me trying to get him off his head.
Black lives don't matter.
No, it really don't.
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 Black lives don't matter.
No, it really don't. Protect and serve. Yeah, that shit got to see. Everybody in America screaming, fuck the police. Fuck Tito, man, if the shoe was on the other foot, believe me. Being a black man ain't easy. If black cops start pulling over whites for no reason, just to make the player feel even. Do what you wanna do to us, cause we can't fight back. Can't defend ourselves when we under attack. Same thing with Rodney King. He wasn't killed though. Thank God, old boy had a camera in a window. Document the unjust, the ones with a vest, kicking off all the looting and the protest. Don't point your finger at us, point your finger at the real threat. Doing shit blacks will never forget. Let's get it cracking, you know that I win it. Just gonna get a whole lot worse if the bitches
black
get a quit.
Black lives don't matter,
and
no it really don't.
Don't.
Black lives don't matter,
no it really 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 don't. We need to wake up, Malcolm.
Yeah.
Bring back Huey. Instead of going find drug use, go and grab a Uzi and hit the street and fight the power like we be equals up to me. We can rewrite history and quit gang banging, quit sake claiming, quit cane slanging. Don't rhyme me cause my chain's hanging. You my brother, word to the mother. Red, blue, don't give a fuck what color. It's not a race thing, it's a cop thing. Everybody in this motherfucker let your nuts hang. Next time you see a cop choke a brother, bomb rush him. I bet he thank Christ next time before he touch one. Yeah, I think it's time for us to fight back. Yeah, I think it's time for us to fight back. Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. And I'ma feel that way till I'm under
black. Black lives don't matter,
no it really don't.
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 Black lives matter, it's a joke. You are the racist, the racist is you. It's because they wear that shield that you think they're racist, the racist is the black lives matter. Go to Chicago. They don't have schools.
Hi, my name is Shannon Paris, and I am the founder and CEO of FemTribe Tours and Travel LLC. So FemTribe is a form of therapy, and when I say therapy, it is basically the tools and processes that I have used during really, really difficult moments in my life, whether it was anxiety or depression, stress at the job. These are the things that I've used, going out hiking, spending some time camping, just being immersed in the outdoors. Essentially, ecotherapy is taking advantage of the beautiful splendor of nature that exists all around us, especially in Texas. Take us out of that very static environment of our daily lives, our daily surroundings, and just bring us to center, bring us to balance. FemTribe takes away the logistics, the planning, the preparation, and the experience obstacles that women usually face when thinking about going into the outdoors. You just show up with your backpack and your hiking boots, and we take care of the rest. And not only are we gonna take care of the rest, but we're gonna pair you with other women who are either experiencing the same thing, have a curiosity for the outdoors, want to organically meet new friends with a similar interest. This is what we try to facilitate at FemTribe. I believe that it will have the same resounding impact on other women as well. So the ideal FemTribe client actually is someone who loves the outdoors. Or at least if you don't have experience in the outdoors, you have an interest, you have a curiosity to be out there. Secondly, you are a person who would like to step outside of your comfort zone. You are also a person with a streak of adventure. Also, you would like to be around other people who share similar interests or maybe don't share similar interests with you, but you're open-minded enough to, you know, be part of an experience such as that. Those are the clients, and you are the client that we're actually looking for, and hope to help facilitate the next event, the next milestone event, or your next hike or overnight tour. We want to make it as memorable as possible. The message I would like to leave with my viewers are several. Number one, take your health seriously. Take your overall well-being seriously. Again, be vulnerable to make friends as an adult. Take your time, slow down, have fun. And last but not least, tomorrow is never promised.
The hip hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right here.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dill Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Ooh, the church house is flooded tonight. Man, we had such a lovely afternoon with Miss Natalie, who's still here with us, you know what I'm saying? So if anybody didn't get to ask you anything earlier, you do have an opportunity now to reach out and get your words in. This lovely lady has some of the most beautiful poetry that, as King Scratch called it, that chicken skin roar.
I'm just trying to make sure she got my email. That's all I want.
We had to bring it back. You know what I'm saying? We had to bring it back, you know.
If she got my email, that's all I need. Then I'm going to shoot her something that I know she can speak on.
Right on. KingSpeth@gmail.com.
No, can you search your email one more time? Write it down.
King Scratch. The King, no, kingscratch@gmail.com.
Okay.
You know you're talking to the King. No,
I got
that. Buddha Ali.
Real nice. Hey, look, I got, check this out. I got a track that I know that you could just put that love on, you know what I mean?
Really?
That's like every track you got, cuz.
Huh?
That's like every track. You say every track I got. I mean, I just got these two tracks in mind that I know the chicken skins would just drop. They'd just be like, oh, my God. It's like, you know what I'm saying? You just sit around with, Indian style with some incense.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's that hum. I got a couple of those that I know she can freak out.
I got a feeling I know which one it is.
Yeah, you probably do. Because JoJo the only one to be around me when I be making this type of stuff, you know what I mean? So it'd be like, I'd be like, I don't like that. And he'd be like, I love that. That's cool.
Yeah, we have agreements on when it comes to making tracks.
I'm going to be like Andre 3000 and just play the flute.
Huh? You say play a flute.
I'm going to be like Andre 3000. I'm just going to play the flute and then she can do her poetry.
Well, bro, wait a minute. Hold on. While you bullshitting, I play the flute and I got a flute. How about that?
The flute is beautiful. I love the flute.
I play a flute. My father, my father was a jazz musician. That's the first instrument I learned how to play was the flute.
Oh,
I got a flute.
No, that's good.
So don't clown on no flute.
All I can do is whistle. Nigga, that's all I can do is whistle and rap.
Blow the whistle.
Blow the whistle.
Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle.
I used to beatbox. I can't do that no more. I don't know if my lips got bigger or what, or my mouth went different. I don't. Well, I can't
I can't beatbox. I don't know if my lips got bigger.
You don't want to beatbox. He didn't want the false teeth to fall out.
You had to put some of that makeup like Shannon Sharp got on your lips.
Oh, goddamn.
He went there. Stop using comments. I just stop using comments.
It's all
for the love. It's all for the love.
Y'all can't be clowning my homeboy, man.
It's okay. It's okay.
You already know. I'm going to come out of my mouth.
I'm a big boy now, so, you know,
y'all can't be clowning my homeboy, Ev Love, because, you know, we might have to put some knuckles up. You know what I'm saying?
You're cold, man. I got you. I know how to do it. I just changed my voice on them and things go a whole lot
smoother. I got your back, homie. I got your back.
That's what I'm talking about.
I didn't say nothing wrong. You know what I mean? Some women might like the teeth, though. You know what I mean? Like men like if a woman to have no teeth. You feel what I'm saying?
let's not focus on a velveteen atmosphere, okay?
Miss Dally, we apologize. Yo. This is what happened when we got about 20 minutes left in the show. Because, you know what I'm saying now, everybody, I think everybody on wire right now.
Her husband is over here like a bunch of whistleblowers.
Yeah.
Scratch running the after hours tonight, so.
If we go after hours, I run it. Just don't stop the episode.
Yeah, because I got to get the station overseas. You know? Come on.
Yeah. Julia.
Go get my rainbow.
Julia.
My rainbow.
Where you at?
Huh?
Julia.
Yes?
I love you, Julia.
We love you.
Nah, it's all good like firewood. It was a good show tonight. We had a whole lot of people, you know, on the line. I love everybody who called in and, you know, want to speak to Miss Nally, you know what I mean? I don't want you to be no stranger to this show, Miss Nally.
Oh, not at all. Thank you so much for having me.
Because I always say it, because a whole lot of people, you know, they come and they get their flowers, and then all of the flowers die because they never call back.
Mm.
We always keep you in rotation. We always play, you know, whatever you have, and, you know, you're part of the True West family now, and, you know.
Thank you.
Like I say, you're welcome back anytime. You know, and then of course you're gonna come back, because if you shot me an email, that means we gotta play the new music that we made.
Right. I just shot you a demo.
Okay, that's all good. Like I would.
Just leave me out of everything. Leave me out of the job.
Man, Ev Love.
You know what? I can't do this.
Let me put my verse in real quick. I love Ev Love.
You're such a big girl.
I love Ev Love. All the way above. I love Ev Love.
Hey, I bet you the listener thinks he's a drug addict.
That's why he's a producer.
Good.
Let me fuck this duck. I'll give you the egg. I love it.
Oh. Only on True West Radio.
Hey, look.
Bro, why do it gotta be a duck? Why can't it be a monkey or something?
Okay, I'm
gonna put the
duck.
Monkeys don't lay eggs, JoJo. Come on.
Hey, come on, cause
I'm being funny. Okay.
It just rhyme better, you know, with duck. You know what I'm saying? And monkey is too close to a human. I want to fall in love with a monkey. Be like, damn, monkey, come on back over here. That was kind of good.
Oh, boy.
Somebody fuck with monkey stuff.
Do that ring-a-tang thing.
Yeah. Ring-a-tang thing.
Nobody likes monkey stuff. They throw shit. They don't like it. It's not what they like. No.
No.
Monkey go.
At least I know
monkey go fuck you.
Hey, look. At least I know the duck ain't gonna come back.
Right.
The monkey might come back.
You gonna end up doubling back for the monkey?
It'd be like, that shit was kind of cool.
It was kind of aggressive. That motherfucker took me here and there and said, "I want it this way."
Look, the duck don't leave. The orangutan be trying to knock on your door, trying to get some more. I'm cool.
Yeah, that's like the sidekick. When she can't get enough, she be like, "You know what? I'm about to go fuck up his happy home."
Hey, look, wait a minute. Hold on. We can't be talking like that when the guest star the show was
before,
on here,
before
man.
The after hours. No, not before the after hours. No.
Oh, y'all going to them eight before we can even get off the air. We still got
to know, this is the truth, and we do what we do. You feel me?
I know we do what we do, but we try to show some common courtesy.
Okay. Let's look at it like this. You know when you go on a first date and she be like, "Oh, I just want a salad." No, you better get a whole meal. Stop playing. So she getting a whole meal.
You better get that steak.
you know you hungry over there looking at my plate.
That's
you better stop being selfish with yourself. You better treat yourself.
Damn.
You know what?
Wait, you trying to get the whole lobster. You ain't trying to get a lobster like, damn, I just don't want to spend all that nigga money, but, yeah, let me get a salad and some fruit.
And a glass of water.
No, nigga, you better get that guy.
I'm watching my weight and shit.
Oh, my God.
I'm watching my figure.
You know, We out the box. We don't have no script. So, you know what I mean? We do what we do.
Yeah. This is what we do. You know what? Real quick, I want to give Buddha Ali a chance and Trudy a chance to converse with her because I hadn't heard them through. And we also have Jay Gentle on the line as well.
We're both
here. Ripping the CKT. So I want to give those three people a chance to converse with us if they have anything that they like to input. As far as her craft and what she has going on with the spoken word, y'all go ahead right quick while we got a little time to see what we can get going on right quick. Go ahead.
Well, I did. I don't know what else to say.
Look, it's so many people that's on the line, so I forgot who did what. Where they from, what church they go to. I just can't remember it all. You know, I don't know who the pastor going to be this Sunday, you know, but I do know they're going to have a collection plate. Promise you that. Buddha Ali, I think he's on the line. Make sure y'all.
Okay, what's happening, fam? This is Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV. Hustle's Never Sweet Bootay Promotion, representing Oklahoma, Texas. You know what that is? That's Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, and Oklahoma, man. Right in the middle passage before you get to the Mason-Dixon line. Yeah, I was listening to the show tonight, man. The lady has a beautiful voice. Me being right here from one of the homes of Maya Angelou, Arkansas, stamps, that is. She has that takeoff. I mean, it was really educational. It was a story. I could like, I'm like scratch. I could also seen like a music, like a video. I've seen a visual. You know, when people do music or do spoken word, and you can see it in your third eye, it's very powerful.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yay.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
You got three eyes anyway. You got like four or five eyes.
Right.
So that's just like five eyes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She was beautiful. I mean, the voice
yeah,
I posted earlier, and then I talked to Miss everywhere. It was beautiful. Like the Scratch said, you know, the Scratch being from NWA, you know, one of the first rap groups with speaking, expressing himself to the community, along with Two Live Crew. I think he would definitely bring you an awesome track to your spoken word. And it was beautiful. Like I said, you got that Maya Angelou takeoff. I can hear you doing some stuff for like some small, you know, movie production, narration into some movies. Yeah, I see that. You definitely have the voice for what you're doing. You also have the look and I checked out some of your stuff through Mr. Edward earlier today. He had put me on. And then I seen Heavy Love post that made me post it. So it was nice talking with you, Ms. Moya, Ms. Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV, anything we do for you. Now, I do have a radio show. I also work for a called FlexRadio.biz. I have a sister in Shreveport, Louisiana. Her name is True Sister. She also does spoken word. And on Thursday night,
True,
they do spoken word. So we'll definitely love to have you in further down south. On FlexRadio.biz. We'll get with you soon on that. But it was wonderful. It was a pleasure and an honor, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure is all mine. Thank you so much.
I got to go find my Congos for this. My damn Congos.
No. I did go to the phone. I was just going to say I didn't go to the phone line. We had somebody from the 213.
213.
That's in my hood. Where y'all at? 213. 213,
what's
that? 213. Baby.
Who is
that? Hey, what's up,
panel?
Hey, how are you doing?
They gotta speak up.
Good. I like the stuff. I like the flow to me in a meditative zone and a shout at me. I like that.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
What's your name and where you calling from, sir?
What's up, panel? This is Deion Fader. We're calling from Compton.
Compton!
He's in the house.
Yeah.
That's
well, thank you for listening. I appreciate you listening in.
Well, you got people calling from Compton. Okay, it's all good. Damn.
Yeah, South Central, Compton. Come on, watch.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, we're South Central and Compton. At least somebody on the other house is going to be on our side.
Scratch, what's up, everywhere?
Huh?
I'm going to say, what's up, Scratch? What's up, y'all? How's it going?
What up, man? How you doing, man?
Chilling.
Good. Right.
Who's that? That's D right there?
Yeah.
What up, D?
Chilling.
You medicating right now, huh? I bet you medicating right now.
For sure.
You remember D from the show when we did the show out there?
Yeah, I got to hit him and give him my new number.
Man, D from the show. I didn't know your number. I got it in my phone because if your phone, you know, if you call me on the phone, I know the number, but I just didn't know the number.
Right. I'm still the only one.
What's up, my bro?
Chilling. Listening to the show. Pretty good show. Natalie, good. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, man, this is wonderful. See, that's these are those callback people. You know what I mean? They just don't come.
Right on.
They don't get the show done and then don't call back. D been calling.
I tell you what, she gonna make me do a song called Hood for Number Two.
Mm.
Do what?
I said she gonna make you gonna make me do a song called Husband Number Two. I feel so connected right now through your spoken word.
You say
thank
husband
you.
Number two.
Yeah. Hey, that's a step above being a side piece. You know what I'm saying? You got rights, but you ain't just ain't got no motherfucking rights. You just you in there,
damn.
But you ain't in there. You know what I mean?
Oh,
as long as I can call and give me an uplifting port from now and then, you know what I'm saying? It will make my life so much easier.
All right. How would it go? Give me a preview of how it go.
Girl, there's something wrong with me.
I ain't saying the thing, nigga. You supposed to be doing poetry.
Nice.
Hey, why?
You want me to do poetry? Y'all want me to get to the poetry? We ain't got enough time because my mind runs slow.
Of you and give you all the thing a man's supposed to do.
That was just something I pulled up just out of the crib. I don't know. Like I say,
okay,
I'm,
Rick,
I'm
yeah.
here.
Hey, look, you lucky I ain't got the buttons on tonight. I'll be giving you all kinds.
Yeah, I know it. You've been done gone me. You know what I'm saying?
tomorrow I'm going to pull up the buttons for you. So I can put all of the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
Man, you supposed to be like, you know, hold on, let me see how I can do it. You know, I cherish your love, and your love I cherish. You know what I'm saying? You might
Time out. So you trying to get me to propose tonight, right?
No,
I'm just trying to
know.
You know,
Shakespeare.
Vladimir.
How you gonna kill my poetry? I feel all the knives in the back and the side. I done got punched in the face. No, I can't.
Damn.
Okay, I quit.
My bad, I just didn't like it. I'm sorry.
I quit.
Oh, shit.
Let me say this real quick.
If you're tuning in online, you have actually 4 minutes as of this moment to call in to be a part of the After Hours, 323-642-1597. For those of you who are on the line, you can remain on the line and be a part of the After Hours show conducted by King Scratch and JoJo, 3P and the whole True West family. So, make sure you get in every night. I'm trying to get through so I can get out y'all way. You know what I'm saying?
Please go
support Miss Nelly Smiler and get these spoken words. Follow her, get her books. She's on all social media. So make sure y'all conduct your attention.
Definitely.
And, she say, come on down or call the Sacramento area and hear some in person, you know. So definitely do that. And if you're trying to submit your music, spoken words, or anything to True West Radio, you can hit me up, hearlove22@gmail.com. Or you can send it to kingscratch@gmail.com. We'll both get taken care of. And that's for Shizo. And you can also contact any of the panelists as well to make sure that you don't miss the opportunity to have fun with us crazy people on this show on a daily basis, man. We're here for you.
I definitely will.
And you only. We service the world all the way around. Now,
yeah.
2 minutes left. If you
I don't
ain't
know why
tired,
I want to hear Stan alive. I want to hear Stan alive right now. I wish I had that tuned up so we could be like, Stan alive. Anyway.
Hey, you know how long that song is? You a DJ. You know how long that song is?
Yeah, I know.
Well,
hey, I would tell y'all what
time it after the hour.
Hey, look, after I was about to crack it about 1 or 2 minutes. But look, though, boy, if Trump come back, we getting ready to get through off the air every day again.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
If Trump come back, we're going to have a fucked up ass nation.
Man. But you know how many times they used to cut us down when we start talking about Trump on his radio show? Boy, if he get back in office, they going to really kick us up because we going to be talking a whole lot of crap. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? True West Radio, man. Y'all, if y'all, like I say, y'all got about 50 seconds. Y'all give us a call, 323-642-1597. Because we getting ready to try to kick it into the after hours, you know what I'm saying? You know, DJ F. Love, Miss Nally, you could stay around. I don't know what Truly is Lee's on 24 TV. We all up in here. We getting ready to try to make it go a little longer. Now, if they kick us off, they just kick us off, and then we just have to get with y'all. Well,
we'll be back tomorrow night.
Tomorrow,
for sure.
True West Radio, we outro.
Really, nigga?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank y'all. I appreciate you all.
Nah, we in after hours now, so nobody can hear us but us.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
It's all
thank
good.
You, Miss Nelly.
I'll be calling you
around. We just sit around here.
I got to cook some food for these kids over here.
I want some food. What you cooking?
I'm going to make some chop suey. Have you ever had chop suey?
Yeah.
No, you have not. You've
never heard of it. Just because I'm black from South Central don't mean I don't know what chop suey is.
That part right there.
I always thought that was a karate move done by Hong Kong food.
Now you can eat it too. It's
delicious. That's that old Hong Kong food.
No, they got a karate movie named Chop Suey. They do got a karate movie named that though.
Chop Suey.
I'm
going
to take you back to the old school.
Oh, my God.
We are now in the after hours, and what may come up may come out. So,
ain't nobody hear us but us. Now it's like a fortune.
Yeah. Well, the only way you can hear this part is if they go download the show. So.
Oh, Chop Suey is good. I can go with that.
Right.
Let me record it.
Yeah. Well, you go on and get your chop suey on. It's all good. We getting ready now.
Well,
I can really.
Okay, you said we were like a recording of this show.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll definitely get that to you. We'll do some editing. We'll get some editing. I'll get it to Mr. Everywhere. I'll get it to you personally. So if you see a crazy number pop up in your phone, it may be me trying to get some information on what I need to do or what I need to do. What I've been using before.
Okay,
no problem. All right.
I'll be in touch with y'all. Thank you so much.
All right, now. All
ready.
I got you. Yay. Ooh, Lord. Good beer. All right. Now, I don't know what the fuck I was going to say, but In any case, I'm trying to finish this fucking album. Truly, if she's still here, I got your song. I'll send it to you ASAP. You still there? Julia?
Nah, she gone.
Okay. I'm seeing everybody flashing off anyway.
Yeah, we still got Miss Airwell Boot Ali. Couple of callers in.
Damn, it looks like Truly is down there at the bottom, ain't it? Or, Sweet B. I guess our after hours is whack like a motherfucker now.
No, it ain't whack, you know what I mean? We ran out of jokes.
Everybody on me. I could never run out of jokes. I could never run out of jokes, ever.
Oh, I don't ever run out of jokes either.
I had already stuck my foot in my mouth while the door was on. I don't know what the hell made me come up with husband number two, and I knew I was going to be challenged by six.
Oh, yeah, what about two? I'm going to tell you the joke of the day. When everybody thought we was in Vegas and we wasn't in Vegas. That's the joke of the day. Because everybody's still calling me like, why you didn't call me when y'all was in Vegas? Me and JoJo made that shit up. We was
but it
up
worked.
Here sitting there. It worked like a motherfucker. It was effective, goddamn. It was effective.
Last minute effective. Get a nigga on the show.
And then look, we had the mole. We had a mole out there, nigga. Telling us everything the motherfuckers was doing.
Every move you make, every turn you take.
That shit was dope as fuck. I'm like, nigga, you driving in the car with my girl. How the fuck you getting right? Man. I say, let me know where everywhere they at.
He should have figured out, like, how the fuck every place I'm going to, every moving corner I turn.
Right. See, that's dumbness. That's dumbassness. That's bitch-assness. Because it'd be like, how the